We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following is a presentation of the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. It's time for your weekly look inside UCLA athletics.
Open, three ball, you bet! Jake Hyman hit it!
Knocks it inside the
Hill with a two-hand stuff.
To Hawken, firing.
He hits a three! 0.6 on the clock! Delirium! Delirium!
Live from Los Angeles, this is the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Visit ucla.westcom.org to learn how Westcom can help you build a better life. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news, live from Westwood. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
After UCLA basketball lost the three final games of the regular season, it's time now for the Bruins to turn it around with a Pac-12 tournament coming up this week. Welcome in to the Bruin Insider Show for the great Tracy Murray, a Bruin basketball legend and former NBA star, Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. We run a three-man weave in these parts, and we can all be followed on Twitter. Tracy is on Twitter, at RealTracyMurray, Nick, N-K-O-O-P, and I'm at Brian Fenley. So we've got you here for the next hour. We are going to comfort you. We are going to enlighten you on all things UCLA basketball and how they look going into this conference tournament. We'll talk about the projections of where we think UCLA will finish up, and we'll talk their matchup upcoming against Oregon State. We will also look backwards. I know it's tough, but we need to do so. What went awry against USC back last weekend, also against Oregon? And then to finish up the show towards the back half of the hour, we've got Don McLean, Tracy Murray's college teammate at UCLA, joining us to give his perspective. He will be on the call for UCLA's first Pac-12 tourney game coming up on Thursday. We'll have a ton of questions for him and a lot of fun.
I found myself these last couple days taking a step back and looking at the totality of the regular season, trying to have a little perspective. You think Chris Smith tears his ACL on New Year's Eve. Jalen Hill has not been with the team for the second half of conference play. There aren't any seniors playing. You've got two freshmen playing sizable amounts of playing time now, one of whom should be a high school senior. And with all of that, they're still just two out-of-bounds plays away for winning the conference. So I think for this team now, you got to just wipe the slate clean. The regular season is over and move on. Learn from the mistakes of these past few games and just go and ball out coming up this weekend and have fun.
I think Mick Cronin said it best today during his media availability. Look, guys, we're doing the best we can with the healthy players we have, given the situation we are in. And coming up next, Tracy Murray is going to join us as we peer back first to the USC-UCLA nail-biting game that went to the Trojans. What went wrong for the Bruins? We'll get the take from Tracy on that right after this. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
At Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics, members come first in everything we do. Through lower loan rates, higher savings yields, reduced fees, and a robust network of branches, ATMs, and mobile banking applications. Learn all about the Westcom difference at ucla.westcom.org. Insured by NCUA.
What do the Bruins and superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo have in common? Both are powered by Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes and Giannis with best-in-class all-natural protein, water, bars, powders, and snacks backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready can power Bruins fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition fueling UCLA champions.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Well, it was only over the weekend UCLA welcomed in USC to Pauley Pavilion, and the Bruins had a double-digit lead during the first half, and then things got away from UCLA towards the end of the second half, losing by a buzzer beater, a corner three nailed by Taj Eady with 1.4 seconds to go, and the Trojans come out of Westwood with a 64-63 win to finish up the regular season for UCLA, losing three straight, and it was the second year in a row the Bruins had lost to USC thanks to a buzzer beater. But as we welcome in Tracy Murray to the program now, Tracy, I don't think we need to look at this game more so as a win for the Trojans. I think there were a lot of ways that it got away from UCLA, and that was the story. First of all, no Johnny Juzang, who leads the team in scoring. Seemingly none of the pundits want to talk about him not playing in this game, how big of a difference that was. Plus the fact that those missed free throws down the stretch and some defensive letdowns. You think, Tracy, this could have easily been a UCLA victory?
Oh, it should have been a UCLA victory. When you're up by double figures at halftime, you got to continue to do what built you that lead. And then as the game gets tighter, that's when you got to make your free throws. The Bruins missed two front ends of the one-and-ones, one from Jaquez, and the other one was, who was the other one from?
Jules Bernard.
Yeah, Jules Bernard.
Jules Bernard is capable of knocking down two free throws in a row. Jaquez is at 65%. And then you got to understand, when you're talking about percentages, they drop when the pressure hits. So you got to look at that 65 going down to maybe 50-something now, to where Jules Bernard's 70-something percent is going to go down to 60-something percent. Pressure does something to people to where they are not relaxed at the free throw line.
When I've been thinking about these last few games, Tracy, and the Bruins' late-game woes, I've been thinking about experience and that the Bruins don't have a ton. You know, no one has played in NCAA tournament games. Barely any of them have played in Pac-12 tournament games thanks to not having that opportunity last year. And you look at the opponents they've gone up against, Colorado and McKinley Wright, Will Richardson, Chris Duarte at Oregon, even Taj Eady at USC. I know it's his first year there, but he's a grad transfer, played a lot of college basketball. Those are all veteran guys. And UCLA doesn't have a guy like that on their team. How much of a factor do you think that has played into these last few games?
Well, I don't think it's that much of a factor in my opinion, because if you look at all three games, the Bruins had a chance to win them. If you look at what broke down, it's on the defensive end. Three very good point guards, and Tiger struggles to guard most of the point guards in the league. So when you have that breakdown from the top part of the court, you're in scramble mode defensively, helping the helper. When that happens, then now that's when the lob for the bigs come for the dunks. That's when the wide open threes happen. That's when, you know, you throw it to an open three-point shooter, somebody closes on him and he penetrates, pitches an extra pass for the three happens. So your defense starts at the point guard position. If you can't keep people in front of you and there's blow-bys, then that's where your problem is. So that's something that they have to clean up. Maybe Tiger doesn't play as close to the guy so he doesn't get blown by.
You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show. That's the voice of Tracy Marie alongside Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. I think, guys, what also needs to be heralded, and it's being overlooked because the Bruins lost this game against USC 64-63 over the weekend. The Bruins held Evan Mobley, who could be the number one pick in this upcoming NBA draft, to just 13 points. He really was a non-factor as far as the stat sheet and scoring towards the end of this game. The problem was, and Mick Cronin thought that his defense, given the lack of bigs he had, the guys had Cody Riley on Evan Mobley. You even saw Jalen Clark on Evan Mobley. But it was all that attention that Mobley brought that allowed the wing players for USC to get open. There were some key threes that were made towards the end of the ball game. And then, Tracy, how about the play of Chavez Goodwin? He seemed to be a humongous difference maker in the lane, grabbing offensive rebounds for the Trojans, getting to the free throw line, and bringing that physicality that UCLA, for stretches towards the end of the game, could not match.
I said he was the MVP of the game. I said he was the key because no Isaiah White that game. So I'm looking at them like, okay, there's no toughness. I know Isaiah very well. He's part of our Prodigy program. He brings toughness and defensive prowess. So with no physicality and no toughness, I'm like, okay, I look up and down the roster. Who's the next guy? It's Chavez Goodwin. And he stepped up in there and he built him a house in that paint and he controlled the paint. When there's a double team on Mobley, great players draw attention. So who's going to step up and be that other guy? It was Goodwin. Goodwin said, okay, I got a little one. I'm going to be physical in here, and I'm going to make a difference. And he did. And honestly, here is the reason why USC won. Now, if you look at Mobley for a second, Mobley scored most of his points when they needed it. He warmed up for a second in that second half to help them come back. So you got to give him credit, too.
Tracy, I'm hoping as a former player and a longtime player in the NBA that you can help give us and fans a sense about why it gets so difficult at the end of games for teams to close out. And I think the average fan is, you know, it's hard to understand why we see the way UCLA has lost these last couple games. And it's frustrating when you see how they play for the first 30 to 35 minutes and they're playing really, really well. And it seems like everything switches in a moment. Is it literally just pressure? Take us inside the mind of some of these guys and what it's like playing in these late game situations.
Well, you said Johnny Juzang didn't play. That didn't help. Mm-hmm. Because if there was a possibility of someone being able to close the game and get buckets when it matters, it's Johnny Juzang. He can create shots. He can knock down a shot and get to the elbow and shoot his pull up. You know, he can make those type of shots when needed. And when you don't have him, Look up and down the roster. Who can go get you a bucket when it's needed? No one on the team can. So, and Johnny is only one person. If the defense is focused on Johnny, then he struggles at doing it. There are no closers on UCLA right now. And hopefully there's players down the pipeline that's coming that can be closers.
Coming up next, we'll discuss more on what players could be those closers. Also want to look back briefly at the game that took place earlier last week against Oregon. As Nick and the guys were mentioning, it was another game that the Bruins had a sizable lead in the second half, and they let it get away. We'll look back at the Oregon game, plus what we can learn from that contest moving forward. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Tired of cooking at home? Change it up without getting up. Just order Jersey Mike's through our app for no-contact delivery or no-contact at-the-door pickup. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above.
Hey, UCLA fans! Have you heard what the helpful SoCal Honda dealers have been up to lately? Recently, they've been doing random acts of helpfulness, like donating supplies to teachers for remote learning and helping give back to frontline workers across Southern California. Since everybody can use a little extra help these days, they've also been helping people affected by the pandemic pay their rent and bills and help get a fruit cart business off the ground. They even helped one local resident show her appreciation to her mom on her birthday with a socially distant talent show. And they can help you, too, with great deals on award-winning Hondas. To check out their deals, stop by your nearest Honda dealer or visit SoCalHondaDealers.com. And to request your own random act of helpfulness, follow the SoCal Honda Dealers on Facebook.
Some places have low prices, but at Ralph's, we go lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh. Like juicy clementines, salad greens, and your favorite cuts of chicken. That's because the Ralph's app gives you more ways to save. You get personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, plus rewards like fuel points for prices that are even lower than the everyday low. Ralph's, fresh for everyone.
You don't need a big meeting. You don't need a birthday. You don't need any excuse at all. You just need to love subs. Times 12. Order the Jersey Mike's catering box today. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Ryan Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
We have a lot of discussion centered around the upcoming Pac-12 tournament, UCLA's prospects, their matchup with Oregon State, and we'll spend a lot of time with Tracy Murray talking about that. But quickly wanted to dial it back for a moment and look at the Oregon game, which the Bruins fell on the road earlier last week, 82-74. And I think one of the biggest storylines in this game and why UCLA led a double-digit or nine-point lead, I should say, in the second half go away. Yeah, the turnovers were the issue, but it was the energy guys I heard on the Ducks bench. It was the guys that weren't playing. It was the second stringers, those who might not even see the court in this game. They were loud, and as soon as the Ducks started going with that full court pressure, it seemed to frazzle the Bruins a little bit. Their offense couldn't get going, and the turnovers kept compiling on one another, and all of a sudden, the Ducks had the lead. Chris Duarte was dominating, hitting threes, and they come out of Eugene with a win.
What happened was the first half, you know, they gave a little bit of a token pressure, you know, kind of conservative, keep guys in front of them, not too much pressure. So with a little bit of that fake pressure, I think the Bruins got a false sense of breaking the pressure, you know, breaking the press, for so to speak. I think once, and I kept telling Josh, I was like, that heat is going to turn up in the second half, and that's going to be the key. And when that heat turns up, then you see the bench players get involved because there's no fans. So they have to draw energy from their bench to keep their energy up to keep that type of pressure on for a long period of time like they did in the second half. And, yeah, it bothered the Bruins.
The guy who had a big game for the Bruins was Jules Bernard, over 20 points. And remember about a month ago, guys, we were wondering about the little lull he was going through around the Stanford game. He only had 5 points over the in a span of three games there. And, well, now in the last four games, he's averaging 15 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists per game, shooting 56% from the floor, 50% from distance in that span. Tracy, to go back to your point last segment about not having closers, I look at Jules Bernard, and I know he's probably not to where you'd like him to be in terms of a closer, but I do think he's been a little bit more aggressive. He's been better off the dribble and pulling up and getting to those mid-range spots. He's been a good spot-up shooter. What have you seen from him these last few games? It feels like he's found himself here again at the end of the season.
Yes, I think he's back to form again, and he's coming back to form at the right time. I don't know what was going on in the middle of the season where he had his 3-, 4-, 5-game slump thing going, and it was like a lack of confidence. His body language was really off. I just thought something was going on with him. But you see his swagger back. You see him aggressive again. You see him reading the correct plays again. He couldn't come alive at a better time. But now he needs somebody to step up with him. And I know Juzang is going to be playing. That's going to help. I think, you know, and the biggest key to the Bruins is going to always be Tiger Campbell because of guard play. Will he be able to defend the position, and will he be able to get the guard on their heels and get by them and put pressure on the defense to where these guys can score the basketball?
That's Tracy Murray, Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. This is the Bruin Insider Show. Yeah, good news from Mick Cronin today when talking to the media. Promising news that he thinks that Johnny Juzang will be ready to play on Thursday against Oregon State. Of course, Juzang missed the game against USC. The guy leads the team, the Bruins, in scoring around 14 points per game. That was a significant loss in that game and one that is not discussed enough as far as why USC won that contest. As far, guys, as Jules Bernard, he did have that career-high 23 points against Oregon, which Nick was talking about, but he didn't score the final 13 minutes of the game. And so to your point, Tracy, do you think at times the offense, when it gets in lulls, it looks at a guy like Jules Bernard to say, okay, you're hot, and we're going to kind of get, I don't want to use the word complacent, but maybe comfortable with him taking charge and asserting himself that when the shots aren't falling, and he started going 8 of 9 from the floor in that game, when a couple start missing, then there's like, uh-oh, what do we do now?
No, I mean, I think it's one of those things where, after a while, I mean, this is the my turn generation, to where if somebody's going, okay, it's my turn, come to me now. And you know, old school basketball, you keep going to him, you milk it. If he's hot, you just keep going until he cools off. And I don't think they kept going to him enough to keep him warm, to keep his confidence. So, you know, when it comes down to trying to get a bucket now, when it's needed, he can't do that. And plus, when you're one of the guys trying to break the press, you're not a recipient of baskets. You're breaking the press. So that's another thing that was happening too, you know. And when you're in that type of situation, it's hard to get buckets.
As the Bruins look towards this week coming up, we've touched on a lot of the key players. A guy who was just named second team All-Conference and one of the 5 players named to the All-Defensive team is Jaime Jaquez Jr., and he's played better as of late. You know, he'll have a really good game, really productive game, and then the next game maybe not so much. But, Tracy, I feel like having Jaime be really impactful this game, it feels like when he is getting into that 10 to 15-point range, that's when the Bruins are playing their best. I'm not sure if there's probably more to it than that. But if Jaquez is getting 10 to 15 points and he's a little more aggressive, it seems like everything is going better for this team.
Yeah, absolutely. When the Bruins have 4 to 5 players in double figures, they win. Because there's no one player that's good enough to carry the Bruins to a win. Like, when the going gets tough, one guy says, okay, hop along on my shoulders, I carry you the rest of the way. They don't have that. So when everybody's doing their part, they're dangerous. When one guy falls off or 2 guys falls off, Now you're seeing the Bruins lose by five, or they might lose by one, or they might lose by seven, because that one guy didn't put his 10 points in. So it's really crucial that everybody, not one or two people, everybody gets their 10 to 15.
Nick mentioned that Jaime Jaquez Jr. was a second-team All-Pac-12 selection. Also, Johnny Juzang was for UCLA, and the Bruins got one representative in the first-team All-Conference, and that was Tiger Campbell. Jaquez Jr. had five offensive rebounds the last time UCLA took down Oregon State, which was earlier this year, and it was only a five-point win for the Bruins. How UCLA is going to be most challenged against this Beavers team that is feeling pretty good about themselves, given they were predicted to finish last in the conference, and they are in the fifth spot. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Town & Country Event Rentals is Los Angeles and Southern California's most distinctive event services provider. Our industry-leading assortment of product and expert event directors will keep you up to date on all the latest trends. We pride ourselves on being the one-stop shop for all your event rental needs. From our beautiful assortment of china, glassware, flatware, and furniture to our brand new series of structured tenting, we've got you covered. Follow us on Instagram at Taser_Los Angeles and be sure to visit Taser.biz to view our full product assortment and find a showroom near you.
Keys, 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 keys on that keys, 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 all across the land.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Top of the key with Nick Stiva, the official communications partner of the Pac-12. We're connecting champions on the field and in the office.
That's three from downtown.
Nick Stiva provides cloud phone service to hundreds of thousands of companies, helping great teams communicate and collaborate. See why Nick Stiva was rated the number one overall business phone service by U.S. News. Connect your champions today. Visit nextiva.com. That's N-E-X-T-I-V-A.com.
That's a buzzer beater. Game over.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Thanks to UCLA's record in the conference this season, they do get a first-round bye in the upcoming Pac-12 tournament. The Bruins are a 4 seed. They're going to take on the 5th seed Oregon State, although the Beavers should have been the 6th seed, but Arizona is not participating in the postseason, so Oregon State slots into 5th. And we're going to talk about this matchup coming up, which is on Thursday, 2:30 p.m. from Las Vegas, and it's the quarterfinals of the Pac-12 tournament. We also want to let you know that later on this hour in the show, Don McLean, who's on the call for that game, is going to join us and give us his thoughts on the contest. But as we bring it back in here with Tracy Murray and Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley. Wayne Tinkle, head coach for Oregon State, just said, coming off the loss last weekend against Oregon, he had a problem with the way his guys were defending the three, thought they got out to a slow start offensively, and he said this, and his players said this in the postgame, that we got to keep our hands up high and guard the passing channels and do a better job of deflections. But Tracy, I think the biggest issue could be Jared Lucas, and we were talking about this in between the segments here during the break, and that limiting his three-point attempts would probably have to be one of the biggest missions for Mick Cronin and the Bruins going into this game. Cronin even said that you got to be careful guarding Lucas because he's one of those leg kickers. He sticks his legs out there after he shoots to try and finagle his way to get a foul from an official.
Right. I mean, but they took care of him before. He's one of those guys that, you know, he's going to get up a lot of shots. preferably three-point shots. If you pressure the shot and you have a quality defender on him and you're going to make him create his offense, then you don't have to worry about him. He's more dangerous off of catch and shoots. So if you, as soon as you put him in the drive or he starts dribbling, then you got him already. So I don't think he's a lot to worry about. I think the bigs are physical. I think Ethan Thompson is somebody that you got to keep under control, because if he gets loose, then that means Jared Lucas is going to get loose, and that means all the bigs are going to get loose. So, you know, Roman Silver's been playing better for them, and, you know, he's a big man with our Prodigy program back in the day, but, you know, he's experienced. So, you know, with him, you just got to run and be active. I think Cody Riley had an advantage on him the first time around. So if UCLA do what they're supposed to do and stick to their normal game plan, they should be fine against Oregon State.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see about the forwards going at it inside, because Oregon State is better in that position. The Bruins don't have Jalen Hill like they did in the first meeting. So really curious to see that, Tracy. Just to project forward just a little bit, if the Bruins are able to win, probably playing Oregon, Colorado and USC on the other side. These are all teams you just played in the last week and a half to 2 weeks. As a player, what's it like seeing that team back-to-back again? And do you think it maybe favors one team or another, the team who lost the first time, the team who won most recently? How do you think that factors into the tournament here?
I don't think there's an advantage anywhere. This is tournament play. You know, it's whoever's playing the best at the time, whoever can get a break here and there, a bounce here and there, a defensive stop here and there, 50-50 balls are going to be important. I don't think who won one game before and lost one before is I don't think that makes a bit of difference. I just think that you go in there, you give your best effort, you win, you advance. And that's what tournament play is all about.
And again, Johnny Juzang appears like he is going to play. Coach Cronin said today he practiced, looked better, dealing with that ankle injury, and that was moving well on the offensive end. Cronin said that's a little bit harder coming off an injury right away and play defense as far as your lateral movement and how that might compromise things. But having Juzang, yes, no matter what you get from him, is going to be a tremendous boost for the Bruins as they look to win a fourth straight game against the Oregon State Beavers. And Tracy Murray and Josh Lewin will be on the call for that one. The quarterfinals, Pac-12 tourney, 2:30 p.m. again on Thursday from Vegas. We can't wait to listen to that call, Tracy, and hopefully a Bruin win. Thanks so much for joining Nick Cope, Brian Fenley here on the Bruin Insider Show.
Thanks for having me, guys. You guys take care and go Bruins.
Go Bruins, no question about it. And one of Tracy's teammates at UCLA, Don McLean, those two went to an Elite Eight in the early 90s, is about to join us. He was part of the broadcast team and is for the Pac-12 conference and its tournament coming up. We'll talk to him about his thoughts on this upcoming tourney, what he thinks UCLA can do as far as how far they can advance. We'll discuss that with him next. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
Putting you first keeps us first. At UCLA Health, we're proud to be ranked number one. According to U.S. News & World Report's annual Best Hospital Rankings, UCLA Health is number one in L.A., number one in California, and sixth in the nation. We know this comes from putting patients first with a culture that always strives to make healthcare the best it can be. With 4 hospitals and over 180 neighborhood locations, everything we do begins with you. Visit UCLAHealth.org or call 800-UCLA-MD1.
The battle for survival in another world is about to begin. Rent Monster Hunter, now available at Redbox. Based on the popular video game, the film follows Lieutenant Artemis and her loyal soldiers as they are transported to a dangerous world where powerful monsters ferociously rule their domain. In her desperate battle for survival against incredibly powerful and terrifying attacks, Artemis will team up with a mysterious man who has found a way to fight back. Watch Monster Hunter and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Bruin basketball fans, you are in for a treat. Those who are fond of nostalgia, Don McLean, who was part of many successful seasons at the helm of UCLA basketball under head coach Jim Herrick at the time, went to an Elite Eight, is now a broadcaster, well-known broadcaster, radio and television, joins us now on the Bruin Insider Show to talk UCLA hoops and their upcoming slate in the Pac-12 tourney. Don, UCLA coming into the Pac-12 tournament, losing 3 straight, but in each of those games, they had a lead in the second half against Colorado, USC, and Oregon. When you look at the second half of all 3 of those games, what was a reoccurring symptom you saw from UCLA and what they can fix moving forward?
Well, every game, it's never the same thing. And missed free throws, obviously, in that USC game were a problem. And you don't expect that every time you're trying to close out a game. But that's the deal. Late in the regular season against good teams, you have to be sharp in all areas. And, you know, usually it's not one area. It's a couple. And it's game to game. And to me, in that USC game specifically, they make their free throws, they win the game. So as we head, you know, to Vegas in the postseason, you know, in Vegas and then in the NCAA tournament, that's one area that UCLA is going to have to be better at in closing out games is making free throws.
And the Bruins will begin the conference tournament on Thursday against Oregon State. You'll be on the call for the Pac-12 Network. First meeting between the two, a low-scoring, grinded-out win for the Bruins. Oregon State has been playing better since that game. How do you see this one shaping up on Thursday?
Well, you can make the argument that behind Oregon, Oregon State's the hottest team in the league. It's played the best down the stretch, had a good win at Stanford. And so it's going to be a good game. I expect a good game. You know, Wayne Tinkle's very good with his defenses and mixing up coverages and mixing up looks. So we'll see. You know, it's interesting to me once we get to Vegas and teams have played each other either once, twice, sometimes 3 times, the adjustments that are made and what coaches decide to do differently, if anything. But 2 very good coaches in Mick and Wayne, and I expect that to be a very good game.
Wayne Tinkle had pointed out, Don, that heading into this season, Oregon State was predicted to finish last in the Pac-12, and he wrote on the team's chalkboard in their locker room, 12, just so the guys remember what they were slated as. And like you said, they've been playing really well, one of the best teams in the conference as far as winning games on the road lately. And as the 5 seed, when you look at this matchup as well, where do you think UCLA can thrive, especially if, you know, you don't have the likes of Chris Smith and Jalen Hill, but and certainly you look to guys like Jaime Jaquez or Tiger Campbell to step up?
Well, one of the issues is, and Oregon State has improved the entire year, and going back to that whole 12th thing, Wayne Tinkle, after their first game, texted me and said, we are not the 12th best team in this league. And so they have really used that as a rallying cry the entire year. And sometimes, you know, motivation is all it takes, but they have improved. And I'll tell you what's different about them now is they are really getting a lot more production, have a lot more presence on the interior. And so that's going to be a problem for UCLA with no Jalen Hill. You know, UCLA's 4-5 since Hill hasn't played. And so I just wonder how Mick is going to scheme for that, because Silva's come on. and Dellas come on. Like, they're a three-headed monster inside, and you just wonder how with UCLA's lack of size, or at least depth and lack of size, is going to deal with that Oregon State front line.
I do want your help in getting a sense of the whole tournament here. And one thing I've noticed is that since the conference became the Pac-12 in 2012, in six out of the eight conference tournaments, there's been a team playing on day one reach the semifinals. So which of the six teams playing on Wednesday this year do you think has the best chance to win a couple games?
That's a good question. I think, I don't have the bracket in front of me. You know, I think the sexy answer is Arizona State, but I just don't think that with all that's gone on with them, like, I thought about this the other day that, you know, Peyton Pritchard 2 years ago put Oregon on his back. They had to win the Pac-12 tournament to get in the NCAA tournament, and they did it, only the second time a team's won four games in a row and won the Pac-12 tournament. And I thought to myself, Remy Martin's the kind of kid that could do that, just gets hot and starts getting 30 a night and do it. But I just – they're missing Christopher. They're missing Bagley. I just don't think they have the full complement to do it. I think because the league's been fairly top-heavy all year, I think it's probably going to be one of the five teams that aren't playing on Wednesday that are probably going to win it.
We're talking with Don McLean, UCLA Athletics Hall of Famer, former NBA first-round draft pick, and renowned analyst on TV and radio. Don, as far as the best case and worst case scenario for UCLA in this Pac-12 tourney, when you think of both of those cases, where do you think that translates into how UCLA fits in the NCAA tournament conversation?
Well, I think they're in. I mean, obviously things would get a little more nervous on Sunday if they lost to Oregon State in the first round. I don't think that's going to happen. But if it does, I still think UCLA's done enough to get in the NCAA tournament. Best case is, and this should be their motivation, to win the conference tournament. Why not? And that would really help their NCAA tournament resume. But the other thing is, and I talk about this a lot, is because you see it every year, the teams that are playing well down the home stretch typically play well in Vegas than in the NCAA tournament. That's not really the case for UCLA. So if I'm UCLA, I'm looking at it saying, you know what, let's spin this thing back around so that we can get some momentum heading into the NCAA tournament.
Well, if UCLA can win their first game against Oregon State, potentially playing the team who's playing the best basketball right now in Oregon, just won the Pac-12 regular season title. They finally have put those COVID pauses behind them. A whole lot to like about the Ducks. Perhaps one area of concern, though, is that they don't get much of anything from their bench. Does that give you any sort of pause for the Ducks as we head into the postseason?
Yeah, but their five is so good, and Duarte is probably going to be player of the year in the conference. Richardson, who didn't play most of the year, who a lot of people thought would be in the conversation for player of the year, is now kind of rounding into form and playing well. They just do so many things well. And defensively, Dana gives you so many looks, and their press has gotten so good this year. Could it be a problem? Yeah, there could be foul trouble. You could run into that. Hopefully no one gets injured, but there could be that. So, yeah, I guess there is a little bit of concern, but there's no doubt to me that Oregon's playing the best. And I don't see any reason why they wouldn't continue that momentum into the Pac-12 tournament.
Don, don't you dare go anywhere. We've got many more questions to ask you on the Bruin Insider Show, including what you would have been like as a player if Mick Cronin was your head coach. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Some places have low prices, but at Ralph's, we go lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh. Like juicy clementines, salad greens, and your favorite cuts of chicken. That's because the Ralph's app gives you more ways to save. You get personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, plus rewards like fuel points for prices that are even lower than the everyday low. Ralph's, fresh for everyone.
What do the Bruins and superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo have in common? Both are powered by Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes and Giannis with best-in-class all-natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready can power Bruins fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition fueling UCLA champions.
At Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics, members come first in everything we do. Through lower loan rates, higher savings yields, reduced fees, and a robust network of branches, ATMs, and mobile banking applications. Learn all about the Westcom difference at ucla.westcom.org. Insured by NCUA.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
The great Don McLean continues to join us on the Bruin Insider Show as we spotlight UCLA hoops. Looking, Don, at your 1989-90 season, how much similarity could you see in the way you sort of bounced back in that year to some struggles towards the end of the regular season, but then got to the Sweet 16? You lose in that year five of your last seven regular season games, but you make it to the Sweet 16, and then for UCLA going into the Sweet or going into the regular season, finishing it this year, losing three straight. How are you able to turn things around come postseason, and how could the Bruins currently learn from what you guys were able to do that year?
You're asking me to remember something from 30 years ago?
Of course.
There's no way. The only thing I would say, because I really don't remember much of that. I didn't even like that. That just, I'm like, oh yeah, we did lose down the home stretch of that season. The only thing I would say that's different, and I hate to say it, is we didn't have injuries. You know, we weren't missing players. We just caught a bad streak, I'm assuming, and, you know, just for whatever reason didn't play well down the stretch. Unfortunately for this UCLA team, you know, no Jalen Hill, no Chris Smith. And I wondered when Chris Smith got hurt, you know, Mick's such a good coach. I knew that, like, he'd figure out a way with the absence of Smith. I think the problem is, and I said this to whoever I was talking to, when Hill started missing games, I said that's going to be more of a problem because now you don't have him and Smith, and defensively Jalen just does so much for them with the rim protection and being able to switch all positions out on the perimeter, and it's shown. And so I just wonder, and that's why I started this with, you know, what adjustments, because you know, they've probably been adjusting on the fly without him. But let's see. Let's see. Maybe there is something different they can do or something they've gotten better at defensively. Maybe ETN's ready to have a bigger role and impact the game more. But that is what I would say is the difference, is we had the full complement but somehow find a way to get it going in the postseason. And this team's a little different with the injuries and people missing.
So let's say that UCLA gets back on the right track. They beat Oregon State. They're able to knock off Oregon a week after they nearly did it. On the other side of the bracket, you've got Colorado, USC potentially matching up in the semifinals. If you're the Bruins, which one of those teams would you rather see in the final?
I think you'd rather see Colorado. Yes, you know, they're the three seed, SC's the two, so maybe, you know, the easy answer is you'd say you want to play the lower seed, but I just think from a matchup standpoint and USC's length and size that they have, UCLA small now, especially without Hill and Smith, I think that's just not a great matchup. Even though they played a great game last weekend, you'd rather play Colorado. Colorado's interesting. Like, they play well for stretches, and then they have clunkers along the way, and you just can't figure it out. And like last year, they lost in the first round as a six seed in the Pac-12 tournament. I think it's different this year because I think they've learned from that experience last year at Colorado. They have a senior point guard in McKinley Wright. He desperately wants to get into the NCAA tournament. They're in no matter what, but I think he wants to do some damage there. But I think just from looking at it on paper, and just you know, what each Colorado and USC brings to the table, I think UCLA would much rather play Colorado.
Don McLean joining us on the Bruin Insider Show with Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. Last one on my end, Don. If you were to be a player under Mick Cronin, how do you think you would have turned out?
I actually probably would have played a lick of defense because I played zero in UCLA. My motto was much different than Mick's, and I love Mick, and there's a million ways to skin a cat, but I'm kind of the opposite of Mick Cronin in the sense that, and it's different. Look, I played 30 years ago, but our teams were very good, very skilled, very talented, and we basically outscored people, where now it's we're going to defend people and beat them with our defense and get stops when we need to and that kind of thing. So I don't know. I think I still would have been as skilled in as offensively. I just would have been required to, you know, play more defense. And give Jim, and that's not a knock on Jim Herrick, because Jim Herrick won a national championship at UCLA. So obviously his way of doing things works as well.
I'll get you out of here with a little more of a big picture question. As the conference hasn't got a ton of national recognition this year, they're probably looking at their best team being a 4 or a 5 seed at best. How do you think the conference will be able to do come March Madness?
Well, it's hard to predict because it's all about matchups when you get to the NCAA tournament. You could be a really good team and be a 4 seed and just run into the wrong team. Because of what you bring to the table, what they bring to the table. So it's really hard to predict, you know, how they're going to do. I think we have the potential to do well. I think Oregon leading the way has gotten hot at the right time. But I think the 4 that are in right now are very good teams. And you're right, they don't get the national recognition. I mean, Colorado's net was like between 10 and 20 for a month and they weren't ranked. I mean, how does that happen? I know the net's not the only metric, but even still. So I'm hopeful that what happens is people aren't really expecting much from the Pac-12 and that the teams that do get in. Remember, we can get a 5th if somebody else wins the Pac-12 tournament. But I think it's 4 for now. And hopefully people are sleeping on the Pac-12 and our 4 teams that are in right now.
All I can say is Don McLean is a 1 seed when it comes to interviews on the Bruin Insider Show. Don McLean, thanks so much for joining Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley.
All right, guys. Thanks.
So that was Don McLean. What a treat. What a treasure to have him on the program. Love his honest assessment of the Bruins and his honest assessment of him and what would have been a lack of defense he would have exuded if he was playing under Mick Cronin. I thought that was something that I wasn't ready to hear, but I think it was honest, and I think that you get an idea into a guy who was really so strong on the offensive end. And he brought up a point, Nick, about the national media or others sleeping on the Pac-12. Mick Cronin earlier today, he dubs Oregon as, in his words, like the 6th or 7th ranked team in the country. Now, that might not show up in the AP poll. He also has USC and Colorado, according to him, inside the top 20. Now, these are the 3 teams that the Bruins had leads in the second half, sizable leads, if you will, and let it all slip away. So when we judge the Bruins, and yes, it's a loss at the end, but you also have to put into consideration how close UCLA was against every single one of those teams. Here's the big storyline, I think, Nick, going into the Pac-12 tournament. How effective are we going to see Johnny Juzang? He's coming off that ankle injury. It's going to be his first game back. We know he's going to be able to put up points, but can they keep him out there for spurts and know that maybe on the defensive end, he might not be there because defensively it takes a little bit longer to antiquate yourself to back to the game speed coming off an injury. And then how much are we going to see Mac Etienne continue to grow? I think those are big storylines going into the tourney.
I know it's kind of the antithesis of coaches to really try to get too far ahead here and project around the tournament, but it's going to be interesting in terms of Johnny Juzang. How much do you play him in that first game? I guess you probably see how the game goes, but I think ideally you'd probably like to not have him out there a ton if you can help it, and try and keep him as fresh as possible, anticipating playing a game Friday and then hopefully having to play a game Saturday. So I agree, that's going to be a big thing to watch, because as we touched on earlier in the program, as Mick Cronin said, yeah, he can probably play offense all right, but defense might be tough, so you don't want a guy out there who's going to be a liability defensively. You can't afford to have that. So Mick Cronin said it's really just going to have to wait and see when we get into the game and you get to full game speed to see how he's going to react and how he's going to be able to perform. But at the same time, we saw how well they played for the first 30 minutes or so against USC. Played really well, built a double-digit lead without him. They were moving the ball really well, inside, outside. And so even if he's not able to play, you know, a full 30, 33 minutes like we've been used to seeing him over the last couple weeks, I think the Bruins, at least in this first game for sure, should certainly be all right. And then in terms of Mac Etienne, I think the Bruins are going to need to see a big moment from him soon. A game like he did in his debut against USC, mm-hmm. when he had like 8 points, pulled down 4 or 5 rebounds, played some solid defense. Oregon State's an improved team on the interior with Warith Alatiche. Ramon Silva's a big guy, just above 7 feet. And we know Cody Riley has been getting into foul trouble, and that's just the nature of him banging bodies inside. And so the Bruins are going to need that second post guy. Heck, you might even need to see Kenny Nuba come in as well.
Yeah.
But for Etienne, really excited for him to have this opportunity here this weekend.
Cody Riley also has mastered that mid-range jump shot. I think that really puts the defense in a compromising situation. He's able to step back and hit those 15-footers. I think the free throws that were missed down the stretch, especially against USC by Jaime Jaquez Jr. and Jules Bernard, those have to be made. Jules Bernard even said after missing that free throw against USC with 11 seconds to go, he told his teammates how sorry he was. Like, he took the blame for the loss when Mick Cronin said, no, it was more than that that led to the defeat. One final thing I wanted to say to wrap up this segment, the Bruins are going to have some select family members at the game. And I just think that for a program that has had to operate without any fans, to get some energy some within themselves is going to be huge. I think we've seen the Oregon Ducks, when they played UCLA last week, they were able to generate some buzz off the bench, and that led to better play on the court. The Bruins have got to turn it up energy-wise. The guys that are not on the bench, or the guys that are not on the court at the time, they have to feel like they are just as important as a part of the game as those on the court. Bring the energy, show out for their family members who are going to be there, and I think that could all be a recipe for UCLA win. Coming up next, Nick and I are going to run through the latest with UCLA women's basketball, where they stand now going into tourney time. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Tired of cooking at home? Change it up without getting up. Just order Jersey Mike's through our app for no contact delivery or no contact at the door pickup. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above.
Hey, UCLA fans! Have you heard what the helpful SoCal Honda dealers have been up to lately? Recently, they've been doing random acts of helpfulness, like donating supplies to teachers for remote learning and helping give back to frontline workers across Southern California. Since everybody can use a little extra help these days, they've also been helping people affected by the pandemic pay their rent and bills and help get a fruit cart business off the ground. They even helped one local resident show her appreciation to her mom on her birthday with a socially distant talent show. And they can help you, too, with great deals on award-winning Hondas. To check out their deals, stop by your nearest Honda dealer or visit SoCalHondaDealers.com. And to request your own random act of helpfulness, follow the SoCal Honda Dealers on Facebook.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
While the UCLA men's basketball team is going to start their Pac-12 tournament play on Thursday, UCLA women have already wrapped things up in that realm as they went all the way to the championship game, falling to Stanford 75-55 just a couple days ago back on March 7th. The Bruins got 30 points from Michaela Onyenwere, a game high in this contest. UCLA was a third seed. It had been many years since they had won the championship game in the Pac-12 tourney, and they were so close, and they've done it, Nick, with a lack of star power because they've got players that were supposed to be on this team that got stuck in Australia. So I think we have to totally commend the work of Corey Close and what she's done with the small amount of players she has, getting the most out of them. And I think they are going to set themselves up for a long run in the upcoming NCAA tourney.
Yeah, 16-5 to this point. And in the first two rounds against Washington and Arizona, played really well. That Arizona game was really fun to watch, really physical game, and the Bruins were able to get the better of the Wildcats. I like that. I like that they rose up to the challenge of the physicality that the Wildcats brought and responded in a big way. And so now as they turn to the tournament, you know, Mikayla Onyedwede has been playing so well. She's been a double-double machine. Charisma Osborne didn't shoot the ball great in the latter stages of that tournament. So if the Bruins are going to make a deep run in the tournament, they need the two of them to have big games at the same time. So we'll see. They should be looking at a two seed at best. Maybe they'll end up on the three line. But they should have a good draw to get through to the first couple rounds at least.
That selection show will be this upcoming Monday. We will break it all down on next Tuesday's show. For the great David Kahn, our producer, Dana Dukakis, Paul Engel, Stephen Hartzell, the UCLA communications staff, alongside the great Nick Cope, Tracy Murray, Don McClain, I'm Brian Fenley, rooting on the Bruins here again, 2:30 Thursday, UCLA basketball in the Pac-12 tourney in the quarterfinals against Oregon State.
This has been the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere.